Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Me, 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 me. Well, sing us a song of the piano man, sing us a song tonight. For we're all in the mood for a melody. You got us feeling all right. Why am I singing that classic Billy Joel song about the piano man? Well, folks, because I'm here in New York City. The Big Apple. The Big Cheese. Well, I guess that's probably Green Bay. The Big Apple. Gotham. If you're a DC fan. I'm not a DC fan. I think most of their superheroes suck. If you disagree, call in at 646-478-0616 and let me have it. But I'm sorry, Marvel, Spider-Man, well, they're just way better than DC Comics. Anyway, I'm here in New York City, in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, sitting in the illustrious Hotel Pennsylvania, a five-star hotel by some people's ratings. I would give it... in many ways, I'd give it a one star, but I'll get to that later. Anyway, I'm in New York City on business. That's what people do in New York City, business. And, grabbing a beer, excuse me. Looks like Zigzag's on the line. Double Z.
Rufus, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. How are things shaking out in the Big Apple?
Wow. It's been an adventure in just the past 2 days, I'll tell you what, and not all of it good, but I don't want to monopolize conversation. The good part is I'm having a Bud Light, which is the first Bud Light I've had in 2 months, so that's one good thing about being back in the States.
Is it not as good as the Victoria Frost, or is it better?
It's tamer. I'll put it that way. I didn't expect. I kind of thought Victoria Frost was kind of a light beer, but it's not. It's like the Budweiser over there, not the Bud Light. So I'm really tearing through these Bud Lights pretty quick.
It's kind of like baby beers. They got little training wheels on them.
Yeah. This should come in a baby bottle.
That's just because they taste as delicious as mother's milk.
Right, the sweet ambrosia of mother's milk.
So tell me a little bit about the Big Apple. I'm excited to hear about it. Never been to the Big Apple myself.
Are you serious? Really? Wow.
I am. Wow, now you made me feel like a real idiot. Thanks, Ruth.
No. You shouldn't feel like an idiot. It's just the whole time I've been walking around today, I've been thinking about like what I would say on the show, and I thought it would just bore the fuck out of you since I just assumed you had been, you know, being a Renaissance man of this fine age. But here's the deal. I'll tell you all the good things, and then maybe I'll tell you the bad things that aren't really about New York. They're just about shit that happened. New York, man, is like, and this is only my second time here, so maybe if I came more often, I wouldn't be as excited. But it's like, it's almost like meeting a movie star, because you know, a lot of movies you like have New York. So when you get here and you're driving from the airport to the hotel or whatever, you're constantly seeing these things that you recognize from movies. Like, there's that fucking building, the Empire State Building. There's the Queensboro Bridge or whatever. And it's thrilling. It's like, you know, if you bumped into Tom Cruise or somebody, you have that whole fucking starstruck sensation. And even like seeing a police car, because every fucking TV show about cops has an NYPD cop car, but when you're standing next to one, you're like, holy fucking shit, that's a real NYPD cop car. So it's really thrilling and exciting in that way. And it's just bustling and fucking insanely active and fast-paced and just constantly surrounded by people and trying to, it's a human fucking obstacle course getting anywhere, but it's pretty exciting. I highly recommend it.
So far, it sounds like everything I hate.
It's good. Although, I don't know if I could live here. But it's cool coming every night. Like this, I came in 2002 for 3 days, and now here I am again in 2013 for 3 days. You know, that's all I've ever been to New York. But it's a thrill for the senses, that's for sure.
Now, is the government shutdown cramping your style?
Well, honestly, man, I didn't know anything about a government shutdown until I got into the elevator at the hotel, and they have a little TV, and it was talking about a government shutdown. I guess that's one good thing about living out of the country is I'm completely out of touch with whatever the hell's going on here. What's the deal with the government shutdown? Is it really a thing?
I was looking at a poll earlier that I took, and it said, will the government shutdown affect you? Right? And there was two answers. Either yes, it'll affect me, or no, I don't really know or care about the government shutdown. And I,
right,
of course, clicked no. I don't really know or care about the government shutdown. And it
good.
Came up like that 84% of people agreed with me.
I'm sure.
So the crazy part is, I was thinking about this earlier, it's probably like huge news, like overseas and stuff. Oh, no, you know, America's government's shutting down, blah, blah, I can't agree on anything. And here people are like, nah, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's so fun. It strikes me as, and again, I'm kind of out of touch, is it just more of the Republicans and Democrats just kind of puffing their feathers up at each other, and it's just fucking meaningless bullshit that's not going to lead to anything?
As usual, yes, that's what it is. This is how they do it. This is how, as far as I can tell, Rufus, this is what goes on in politics. We hate you. You're trying to get stuff done. We don't want to get that done because that'll make you look good, so we're not going to do it and help you, even though that's our job. And then at the last minute, they're like, we swooped in and saved the day. Yay! We did it. We made it all better. You know.
God damn, it's like fucking kids in a sandbox, man.
Yes, with lots of buried cat turds.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And they're fighting over the
millions of fucking millions of dollars by us to dick around.
Right, or to enrich themselves, because I think I saw somewhere too where the average person that runs for Congress and or Senate is already a millionaire. I mean, you kind of have to be. You can't really, you know, you have to have millionaire friends to give you money to, like, run for office or whatever. So it's, you know, bipartisan whatever bullshit. It's the good old boys club, really. That's all it really is.
Wow.
Enough
anyway,
about politics. How much for a pitcher of beer in New York City, Rufus?
I don't know. I haven't been. Actually, I think after the show I'm going to go to I found this bar called the Blarney Rock. The Blarney Rock Irish Bar.
Really? Are you going to kiss the Blarney Stones?
I might. I'm going to kiss it or pee on it. Depends on how drunk I am. But so far, I went to Kmart, which is across the street, and bought a 12-pack of Bud Light. But I haven't been to a bar. It was cold, which is odd, because it was sitting on a shelf. But maybe that's
right,
just the weather.
Air conditioning cold.
Oh, there you go. That's one thing that I enjoy that I've been missing is air conditioning and a hot shower.
So do you have it on ice or what?
No, just in the mini fridge.
Oh, mini fridge. Sounds like a swanky place you're at there, Rufus.
Dude, it's a mini. Don't get me started on this fucking joint, man.
You're using your Wi-Fi. Watch out.
The only reason there's anything in that mini fridge is because I put it there. I mean, not that I would use anything that they put there because it'd be $7 a pop no matter what it is, but I expected a bottle of water or something to be in the fridge. It's fucking empty. Nothing.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, the most expensive hotels, you know, they're always, like, charge you for telephone calls and internet and shit, and you're, like, the cheapest fucking Best Western's, like, free internet, free local phone calls. Yeah.
Like,
that's fucking backwards. Isn't that backwards?
It is backwards. It is backwards. And this place... Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm
going
to go ahead and say
it. Let it out.
So this is all paid for on the company card, theoretically, right? So I booked it way back in August, And they said, well, you need to present the card when you come. I said, well, I don't have the card because that's in, you know, Tennessee. And they said, well, here's an authorization form. Just have your CFO fill it out, send us photocopies of the card, just fax it over, it'd be great. So I did that day, and she faxed it over everything that day. I'm like, sweet. So I get here yesterday, and they're like, we don't got nothing. Well, we didn't receive nothing.
Oh,
and I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, I'm here 4 days. It's like $3,000. I said, okay, can you put, I said, just use my card because nothing will get charged until I check out, right? I said, just use my card and I'll fucking figure it out because I didn't get in here until like 8 p.m.
Right.
And I was beat because I got up at 4. So they said, okay, and I got up to the room. I got in. I immediately emailed our CFO and I said, look, they didn't receive it. Can you fax it? And she freaked out and was like, okay, I just faxed it again. I called them twice over the past 30 minutes, and they were like, no, we didn't receive nothing. I assumed that they would get it because it had been faxed, right? There's no reason they shouldn't get it.
Right.
So I go to sleep, wake up in the morning, I go to this conference, I come back to grab a bite to eat, which I had a badass fucking cheesesteak. So I had a bite to eat, then I was going to leave and go back to the conference, and I forgot my badge that gets me in the conference. So I immediately turned back around and put my key card in the door, and it doesn't work. This is at 3 p.m. So I went downstairs.
You checked out.
I thought it was scratched. I get in line. It's 3 p.m. That's when check-in starts for these guys. So I get downstairs. There's a line of like 300 fucking people. So I get in line. Long story short, I missed the entire conference this afternoon, waiting in line to find out, oh, well, we only charged your card, your personal card, for a day. We still haven't received the stuff that your CFO faxed twice last night. So you're basically homeless in New York City. And I was like, what? So then I had to deal the next 2 hours getting – it was faxed again. It was emailed to two different fucking people. And I had to – again, stand in line for an.
And apparently they cut out in the middle of our show. So we will wait for Rufus to call us back. Weather here in Indiana is partly cloudy. Well, mostly sunny, I guess. And 81 degrees. Humidity is about 33%, wind northwest at about 7 miles an hour. Anyway, so what Rufus was saying was that he was getting screwed, obviously, and still is, by the hotel because they decided that his word was not good enough for them to accept in lieu of payment for thousands of dollars. I personally would extend credit to Rufus at any time, but that's me because I know that he's of sound character. But that's what happens when you go to the big city and paperwork's involved. I mean, if they can't get their hands on your cash right away, they're probably not interested in helping you out too much. So hopefully this is just temporary. Rufus will get his internet working again or not. I have no idea. But just bear with us for a few minutes and we'll try to figure out what's going on. In the meantime, maybe we could find Beer is Food for folks to listen to here at
Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, jeez. There you are.
How far did I make it? I could hear you. I think I got cut off, but I could still hear you. And I heard you say, and they cut you off in the middle of the show. But anyway, long story short, it's a fucking nightmare.
So what happened there? You just lost the signal?
Yeah, so you got to buy the signal
right
in like 24-hour chunks. And it just so happened that when I got here, actually, I really got here more like close to 6, right? So just right then is when my 24 hours ran out, so I had to log back in and pay another $11 for 24 more hours.
What a criminal. It's like it's not enough that they are making you pay out of your own pocket for some work-related thing that you already missed a whole day of thanks to them. Where are you staying? Let's tell these listeners, where are you staying at, Rufus? Can you tell us that much?
Yeah, where I'm staying now that I will never stay again is called Hotel Pennsylvania on 7th Avenue and 33rd Street in Manhattan.
All right, folks, you're here. Not, getting zero, probably negative stars on the Rufus scale. And I, you know what? I'm going to say negative stars on the Hyper Sloth scale because I don't like this place any more than you do, Rufus. They've pissed me off.
Thank you, my friend. That makes me feel better.
I'm sure it will. Probably not as good as those, that bucket of Bud Lights you got next to you. You know, here's an old trick, Rufus, just since you're staying in a hotel, motel, what have you. It's always a good plan, instead of using the ice bucket, what I like to do is, I know it's going to sound gross, but I pick up a trash can there, right, in your room, probably a trash can, and I put the bag for the dry cleaning that should be in the closet. I like to put that inside of the trash can, okay?
Yes.
And I put some beers in there, and I take it down to the ice machine, and I ice it up. And then you got, like, your little in-room cooler going on.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I like to think it was pretty well thought out. And, you know, on ice, if you put a beer on ice, Rufus, it can be down to 40 degrees in 7 minutes. True story.
That's amazing. Man, if you come up with 10 more of those, you got a book you can sell. That's pretty fucking brilliant.
Well, try. I mean, I know it sounds gross, but the bag for the dry cleaning keeps your stuff from actually touching the bag of the garbage can, or the bottom of the garbage can.
Yeah, yeah.
I can honestly say I've probably done it over 100 times, and I have yet to get sick from it that I know of.
Well, the good thing, dude, and I swear to God, I believe this wholeheartedly, especially after having a kid that's been in, like, daycare and preschool and shit, and it always comes home, like, with some kind of puke-related or nose-related fucking bullshit, I think constantly having some level of alcohol in your system makes your body a shitty place for organisms and viruses to thrive, and it really keeps you from getting sick.
I can agree with that, but I think there's another angle towards that. I also think that being half drunk all the time kind of helps you not notice when you are sick.
I would agree with that as well. I think nausea is very much a mental thing and less of a stomach thing. And I can't tell you how many times I've woken up in the middle of the night after having some sketchy meal, and I'm like, oh God, here it comes. And I'll wake up, and I'll go downstairs, and I'll just crack open a beer and start surfing the net. And so I'm getting the buzz, and I'm getting distracted, and then after a while it's gone, and I go back to bed. I'm totally not lying. I do exactly that. You're right.
See, and I think it works most definitely. Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but on your Facebook, I did like a picture of your son playing the drums, or what appeared to be a homemade drum out of a bucket.
Yes.
And he was wearing some sort of glasses and mustache. Is that correct? Would you consider that correct?
Yeah, I would consider that correct, yes.
Now, when I closed up on your son's face in that picture, I noticed that he looked a hell of a lot like Dave Tucci circa 1996. And I did put that in my comment area, and you never got back with me on that. I just wanted to know that I put that there. I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I thought it was funny. In fact, I told my parents about it and my wife, and they were like, holy shit, he does.
I know that was terrible, but they actually, those glasses just remind me of Dave Tucci's glasses. Is that wrong? Is that even close to what Dave Tucci looked like, or do I have some caricature in my head of Dave Tucci?
I think both. It looks like a caricature of Dave Tucci. I mean, when you said it, I zoomed in too, and I was like, holy shit. It does look like it. And it's something about how it's on there crooked that kind of makes it work.
Exactly. You know? It's that, like, Luigi mustache that makes it totally Dave Tucci, I swear to God.
That's right.
So have you learned anything, then, in the 1 or 2 hours that you got to spend at the conference thus far, Rufus?
I've learned two things. I've learned, one, I should be the one giving a lot of the lectures, and then two, I've learned that there are some little bit of useful things I've learned that I think I'll try to put to use at work. But so far, you know, I mean, I'm a fucking pro. I think I could get up there and do what these guys do. They're not really, about 90% of what they're spouting out is for guys that are like beginner to intermediate, not really my level. But then they'll say maybe 10 to 15% of stuff, and I'm like, okay, that's what I know, but that's an interesting way to kind of think about it.
Right, different kind of workarounds and whatnot. So, like, I went to a conference a couple of years ago on InDesign and stuff, and the first, like, 8 hours was basically for beginners, and then the last 45 minutes was shit that I needed to know. Or
right.
That I could possibly use, but, like, shortcuts of shit that I already knew how to do. But I was like, yeah, that's an interesting way to do that, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Like, so far, the ones I've been to, there's been, like, a panel with three speakers, and each guy will have, like, one little nugget I can take away and be like, okay, well, at least I'm not paying to come here.
Funny thing is, that when I went to my thing, it was in Chicago, and I actually ended up taking, like, a four-hour lunch and drinking a dozen beers.
That's right.
I was, and I, like yourself, had gotten up super early, got to screw around on basically everything I tried to get done that day, and I was just like, fuck it. This is fucking stupid. Last time I ever went to a conference.
Wow. Yeah, that's I'm fighting against that mentality right now. I mean, I missed the last chunk that I wanted to go to today because of the other bullshit. And
They should, like, be reimbursing you or something for that kind of shit. I mean, you travel halfway around the world, and the Hotel Pennsylvania in Manhattan is a shithole with a bunch of shitty retards that work at the front desk.
Yeah, I think the only people who know what they're doing here are probably the housekeepers, because the room is fucking awesome. But everybody behind the desk doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And then the people behind the desk, are like the managers, are like, huh? What?
What? We don't usually deal with that.
Right. But now it's everything is off of my card and back on the business card now, so whatever happens, happens. As long as I can just hang out in New York and drink some beers. And I've only eaten at two places here. No, that's not true. I've only eaten twice since I've been here, both at the same place, which is this Philly cheesesteak place right around the corner. And I got to say that Delaware subs didn't know what the fuck they were doing, man. These cheesesteaks are goddamn awesome.
Hey, why don't you give them a shout-out? What's the name of the place, Rufus?
It's called Charlie's. I think it's just called Charlie's
Cheesesteaks.
Charlie's Cheesesteaks, yeah. And I think they're a regional chain. I wonder if they let me open a franchise in Nicaragua. Just in my
house.
There
you
go. So I can eat them.
You could put it right next to the Domino's Pizza franchise.
No, that's a Papa John's. And the Nog.
Oh, is it a Papa? Excuse me. My wrong. My bad there. I'm sure there's probably a Domino's somewhere in Nicaragua, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a Domino's with, like, a Domino with, like, one dot on it.
Oh, yeah. We had pizza delivered for the first time ever in Granada, Nicaragua last week, and it was an adventure.
I must say, the pizzas that you send pictures of make me hungry for pizza, and then when I order a pizza, I'm severely disappointed in the kind of crap that gets pumped out here in the United States.
Yeah, I think it's just because, like, there's no chain pizza places, at least not in Granada. Obviously, there's Papa John's in Managua. And the places where you get pizza, like the local people, I don't think they give a shit about pizza. So maybe the younger sort of, teens to young adults do. But so all the, like, the pizza places are really catered to please the tourists that come through. And they don't fucking joke around, man. I mean, there's two pizza places that are really goddamn awesome.
Now, what would a Nicaraguan person, what is Nicaraguan food? I mean, is it like Spanish food? Is it? I know you eat a lot of steak and whatnot. I'm just trying to figure out, do they have tortillas or is that like pizza to them? Is it just like something that they have just because other people expect them to have it?
It's kind of like Mexican food, but a little different. Like, we can't find flour tortillas anywhere to save our fucking lives. And my wife lives on flour tortillas. We can't find them. They're not in stores. You can't go anywhere to buy them. They have corn tortillas, and they have corn tortillas that have to be kind of cooked a little bit on a grill. The only time we found flour tortillas that were any good at all was I got a knock on the door the other day and knocked some
door-to-door tortilla salesman?
It was two of the kids from the neighborhood in that same picture where my kid looks like Dave Tucci. And they were just going door-to-door selling shit that I guess their mom or dad made. You know, they're poor as shit, so they're just doing what they can. And there was a boy and his sister, And the sister had this tub of handmade flour tortillas. And then the kid had some kind of chorizo. And I bought both. I didn't eat the chorizo. I'm not that adventurous yet. But the tortillas were fucking amazing. But it was really, seriously, we've been there 2 months. It was really the first flour tortillas we've seen.
Did you tell them to put you on their route so they can deliver flour tortillas for your wife once a week or something? I mean, do they do it like that?
I didn't know how to say that. And we've been there for a while. It seemed kind of random. I don't know if they do it on a regular basis or what, but, like, these kids have been over a few times, and I've never seen them bring shit around the neighborhood, so I don't know if maybe they just do it when they need a buck or what, but it was good.
I think you say it by saying, mas tortillas immediatamente. That's what you say to
those kids. Okay, I'm going to jot that down.
Yes, put that in your notebook. So you've learned a couple things then on this show. You've learned to put beer in a garbage can, and you learned that the Hotel Pennsylvania sucketh.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And you learned how to say, "Get me some more fucking tortillas right now."
That's right. That's right.
So your wife doesn't have like an old school recipe for flour tortillas where you guys could like grind some stuff down to flour and go old school with it there in Nicaragua, like a metal, pedal, what are they, pistol and mortar type deal?
Yeah, it's a pestle and mortar where you grind shit up and you cook it somehow. Look, dude, I'm just going to say this because I know my wife doesn't listen to the show, but her skills are limited.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say this because my wife does listen to the show. Her skills are limited as well.
Right, okay. So your wife's skills are limited. My wife's skills are limited. But does your wife realize it? And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to try to make that. Or she like my wife, or she's like, I can make that. And then.
She tries to make that. She tries her hard. She sees a recipe that she likes a lot, and she'll. She has trouble following recipes. She'll even tell you that. And so it never – sometimes it'll turn out halfway decent, but not usually. Usually it turns out like crap. And plus I think that the recipes that she likes probably start out kind of going to taste like crap anyways. Love you, Shan. Love you.
Okay, does she do this? This is what my wife does. I'm driving me nuts. We'll be watching Food Network or something. They'll cook something, professional chefs. We'll cook something, and my wife will be like, I'm going to make it. And she just, like, wings it. She, like, goes to the store, she's like, I think this was in that. I'm going to grab that. And, yeah, that's the same shape that I saw. Okay, I'll grab that. And then she doesn't measure or stir or, you know, balance her taste. And then I get this glop, and I'm like, what? That's not on the Food Network. What is that?
Wow, I think my wife must be moonlighting at your house at dinner time, because that's exactly how it is.
Maybe they should open a restaurant.
Yes, they should. As long as it could be, it would have to be like a tax write-off or some kind of tax shelter.
Yeah. They could call it something like Almost Edible.
Yeah, or Adventurous Food. The slop trough.
Nice. Oh, jeez.
And you get like a prize if you can guess what it's supposed to be.
there you go. Oh wow, we could put a police spin on it. So like, you get a dish, you eat it, and then we show you a lineup of photographs of what it was supposed to be. And if you can pick what our wife had in mind, then your meal is free.
That would be awesome. Certainly not to have to give away very many prizes in that doing it that way.
Oh no.
So big plans tonight, another cheesesteak, or what did you say you could do? So you go, oh, you're going to the Barney Stones.
I'm gonna try. I'm so beat down, man.
Get out of New York City.
It sucks being here alone, man, because I don't have any motivation. There's no, I can't, like, go to the Empire State Building and point at it and say to somebody, hey, isn't that cool? Unless it's a stranger walking by. And
what about in there, did you, like, meet a group of people that you mocked the conference with at the conference where everybody's like, eh, sucking shit is stupid. Let's go to a bar somewhere. You didn't meet those people?
No. I don't know. You have to network to find people. I'm not much into networking. I just sort of sat there and took some notes and jumped the fuck out as soon as possible.
Now, is there a bar at the conference?
Oh, no.
Oh, really? Do they have food and stuff? Then I'm going to tell you how you meet the people that you want to hang out with at this conference is go to the bar that's closest to the conference.
I don't think I'm going to meet anyone at the conference I want to hang out with. I think I'll meet them at the bar that I'm going to go to.
I was going to say, if you wanted to meet people that were at the conference that are probably more normal like you, you'd go to the bar closest to the conference. But what you need to do is pick up a tranny and punch him in the face and get on the news.
That is a pretty roundabout way of doing I'm not even sure what, but I'm going to go ahead and do it just based on your advice.
Yes, do that. Take my advice on that. And, definitely punch someone in the face. You got to punch somebody in the face. It's New York. It's the only place you can get away with punching somebody in the face.
Didn't you say a tranny?
I did say a tranny, yes. I was thinking about, is that where Eddie Murphy got picked up with Divine Brown or whoever?
That's right. I've seen at least two trannies so far.
I think Hugh Grant also punched a tranny, or he got beat up by a tranny, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah. But I think he paid to get beat up by a tranny.
I also think the Bonaduce. I think the Duce got beat up by a tranny as well, if I recall correctly.
Bonaduce? No shit.
Yeah. So if you want to put yourself in a really elite crowd, make sure you punch a transsexual in the face and it gets the shit beat out of you.
Actually, I remember that episode of The Partridge Family where a little Bonaduce got beat up by a tranny.
Right.
It's on one of their tours that went bad.
Funny thing is that I think the tranny was actually Reuben Kincaid.
Wow.
My question to you, was Reuben Kincaid and Danny looked an awful lot alike? Were we supposed to think that maybe Reuben got in there on Mrs. Partridge and they had little Danny?
I think it was the 60s? I think there was some subliminal shit going on, yeah.
I would say so, probably.
Drug-induced sort of, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Who was the guy? Who was the lead? David Cassidy? Was that his name?
Yeah. I think he died, didn't he? Recently.
Unfortunately, no, he did not.
Well, he's still 16. That's right.
Right. He still wears that same leather vest and those same, striped corduroy pants. They were so kindly given to him by Herman's Hermits, I think.
Oh, my God, a Herman's Hermits reference. I haven't heard one of those since Aaron Turner mentioned Herman's Hermits in the 90s.
And you shall never hear those words come out of my mouth again.
I found that guy recently.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I didn't literally find him. I didn't meet him or talk to him. But I was in a drunken stupor and just kind of reminiscing about the good old days, of which that is a dark shadow.
Did you look up Jitterbug Truck?
I looked up Jitterbug Truck, and it led me to some other fucking thing that he was still, as of like 2012, doing with that same dude Calvin that he lived with in that roach-infested shithole.
You mean his life partner?
Yes, his life partner. And it wasn't called Jitterbug Truck, but it was called something just as obscure, and there were pictures of them walking down some street in Austin dressed normally except wearing big, colorful clown shoes and carrying guitars. I'll see if I can find it and send you the link.
You have to. I have to see this.
It is creepy. Oh, man. Yeah, I thought maybe the guy would turn his life around and I'd see that he's, stable and kind of normal, maybe still kind of quirky and artistic, but I found a picture of him and that dude just like last year walking around the streets of Boston with clown shoes.
So they still are in Austin. That surprises me.
Yeah, it didn't look like the best part of Austin, though, which they weren't in to begin with.
No, they were not. Remember, what surprised me is, remember I went out with him? Did you go with us that night we went downtown and they broke out the window in his car?
Yes.
And somehow, because I said to him, dude, I wouldn't park there. That's a really sketchy spot to park. And the window gets broken out. He somehow thought I had something to do with that, even though we were with him the whole fucking time.
Oh, that's right. He fucking blamed you for it somehow.
Yeah, what a psycho dirtbag. Yeah, I mean, look, you park your car in the middle of a homeless fucking camp and walk away from it at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's going to get broken into. I mean, it does not take a brain surgeon to figure that out.
Yeah, I remember that guy was really fucking, like, paranoid and thinking that people were out to get him. So I bet he probably thought you told him to park there, or you were playing it off, like, don't park here, so he would park there. And wow.
Yeah, it was true. Well, and what, they stole $1. Remember, they got $1 out of his car, and that whole time they did not steal the gun that he had in his glove compartment.
Holy shit, I didn't know he had a gun. I don't want to think about him having a gun.
No, me neither. You would think the smart thing would have been to use, if he would have used it on himself.
I don't think he's coordinated enough to do that.
No, he's too much of a narcissist, too. I mean, for being a fucking idiot, he's totally a narcissist, didn't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, he was an old radio DJ before he...
Oh, that's right.
How do you fucking downgrade from being a radio DJ to working at fucking Delaware Subs?
Hey, he was a manager, and he didn't even have to wear a paper hat.
Right. Did he ever work alone with that guy or only on other shifts with other people?
No, unfortunately, I had the pleasure of working alone with him many times because I had no seniority. So I was like forced to fucking work with him on one day during the weekend, if I recall correctly.
Did he ever try to get you to do weird, stupid things, or did he just sort of keep to himself?
No, he always tried to get me to do weird, stupid shit. Always. And it was like the gayest, weirdest, stupid shit you would ever do either. Wasn't like interesting, it was just like fucking stupid. Like an 8-year-old would fucking think of.
Dude, I'm not kidding you, man. I swear to you, there's two things I'm gonna tell you about. One, there was a time where we had these big cardboard boxes that I think styrofoam cups came in, but they're pretty big boxes. And he asked me to push him around the store with him sitting in that box. He's like, I'm gonna get that box. Can you push me around? I'm like, what? And he wanted to like sit in the fucking box and have me push him around.
Do you ever think that he was on like meth or something and we just had no idea?
I think he's fucking insane, dude. I would not be surprised if he's done some bad, weird fucking shit that nobody knows about.
No, I would. You know what? That wouldn't surprise me one bit if he had killed someone or raped someone or any shit like that. You know what? That, when we worked together, that crossed my mind on like a fucking daily basis. Then what is this weirdo hiding from her? What has he done? I mean, remember he was telling us that the guy that he worked with at the radio station was smoking crack.
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, he told me that some like well-known weather guy that he worked with, I don't know if he was the weather guy or was actually the news guy or one of the jocks, always went to the bathroom there and was smoking crack inside the radio station. And they were the ones that plotted to get him out because he knew too much. But he also did tell me that he had smoked crack at like 5 o'clock in the morning when he was doing this radio shit.
Jeez.
Now, I don't know if he just told me that to see what my reaction would be, but I was like, dude, you're fucking weird, and that is gross. And he was just like, oh, God. I mean, what was he looking like me to say, dude, cool, why don't you go get us a $5 rock and we can smoke crack right here? Wow.
Yeah, that guy was a fucking trip. I mean, there's no telling why he told you that, or he may have made it up on the spot just to see what your reaction was for fun.
Right, yeah, he probably did. I bet he probably did, because he was that freaking strange. Yeah, he hated women, too. I don't know if you ever noticed, he like totally hated women.
Yeah, he did. In fact, back in the radio days, he told me about something where some girl had called in while he was on air and said something, and they, quote-unquote, hit it off. And he went to meet her, and I don't remember what happened, but he just almost went into a berserker fucking rage telling me about it, because it didn't work out, whatever that was.
Totally humiliated him?
Yeah, like she just wanted to kind of meet, you don't know the radio personality, he's got a face for radio, obviously.
Yeah.
And so probably my hunch is that they met, and she realized pretty quickly, oh, shit, this dude's fucking nuts, and was like, okay, thank you, it's been great, and left. And, of course, he probably took it like, she must die, she hates me and my whole family, and who fucking knows, man. I just remember him telling me that story multiple times.
Hey, guess what I got here, Rufus? I got Jitterbug Truck Go to the Market on YouTube.
You are kidding.
May 17th, 2012. Eric Kirk, Oklahoma Guitar.
I think I've seen it. I guess they are still called Jitterbug Truck. And I think if you watch it, do you see them wearing clown shoes?
Right now it's like a really bad, like the front wheel of a tire or a bike tire or something, driving through a trailer park. Which I'm guessing is where they live now.
Probably under a trailer.
I'm at work, so. He does. He still thinks that they're like the Bare Naked Ladies. All right, now the whole video is just the camera mounted to the front tire of a shitty BMX bike. And the sound of
okay, yeah, that's not what I've seen.
Horrible, F minus. They are definitely no Hyper Sloth. So please go to hypersloth.radio.com.
That's right. They're definitely not Hyper Sloth. By the way, Hyper Sloth needs your help to make a kick-ass music video.
Yeah,
so go to hypersloth.radio.com. All the details.
All the details. The gory ones, too. Not just the good ones, the gory ones.
That's right.
So, how was your plane ride? How long of a flight is it from Nicaragua to New York City?
Well, I got up at 3 a.m. The taxi picked me up from the house at 4:30 a.m., drove me to Managua. My flight was at 7:30 a.m. Holy shit, good God. So I get to the airport. And I'm thinking, well, it's Managua. It can't be that busy. I get in there, it's fucking packed. And the line for Delta is 300 people long, and 299 of those people are backpackers in their early 20s, part of some Jesus-related fucking missionary thing, getting on my plane. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
Did the other people have their clothes in garbage bags to put in the overhead bin?
No. All I can focus on with the Jesus people, and the Jesus people, the missionaries, these kids, I don't know why. Apparently, I overheard some things. They're traveling all over the world to spread the word or what the fuck ever. And each one of them, I swear to God, had a duffel bag big enough to fit two fucking midgets in, or two of these duffel bags, and, of course, gigantic fucking backpacks, because you can't have just a normal backpack with necessities. You got to have all the fucking bullshit. And then they all had and I don't know. I don't know
water
why
bottles.
People do. Do what?
Water bottles. Those like plastic water bottles that those people are always drinking out of. That's just what I've noticed.
Nope. They had those, but they also had those sort of thin, wispy neck scarves that you always see people on TV.